Enoigdenes halula ve'elubimi. Enoigdenes halula ve'elubimi noig. You have to be ma'agid the lulav with the min. What does that mean? It means it's not enough just to take the dalet minim. Rabbi say we're embarking upon a brand new part of sukkah, which is the dalet minim. Everything we've been talking about till now has been everything about the sukkah or other things, nogeya to yeshiva sukkah, which was the second parak. Now we're embarking on the actual new element of sukkahs. Mamish, it's as if it's another yontif. There's an independent mitzvah. It's actually a shiloh, the way it's presented in the Torah, if you're medayik and parshas emor, the lakachtam lachem and the mitzvah of sukkah are not presented together. There's actually a shtickle Torah that one might be connected to the mitzvah of sukkah, and one might be, Rav Huttner has a maimer in Pachad Yitzchak, that sukkah has two elements to it. Sukkah has an element that it's what? That it's a yontif, it's a yontif like Pesach, tezvav v'tishrei, but there's another element of sukkahs. B'chodesh hashvi hazeh, the Torah says. Why does it say b'chodesh hashvi hazeh? Zokter of Huttner, hazeh, to link it back to the other things that are in Tishrei. What does that mean? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Sukkah is a bi-dimensional yontif. It's not only a yontif, it's not only a chag, but it's also a what? It's also part of the ritzui. It's part of the kapara. It's part of the yomim noraim. It's not coincidental that Sukkot is 5 days after Yom Kippur. So there's two dimensions to Sukkot, and perhaps the two elements of Sukkah, the mitzvah Sukkah, and the dalet minim might be connected to those different independent elements. Good. So now we're going to embark on this new element of lekachtam lachem. I hope my plan, if we accelerate and you guys let me cover ground, I really hope that we get to the beginning of the third parak and we can really make a serious dent in the third parak. And you guys, everybody say, I'm hoping we're going to make after June's man some nice siyumim on the Masechta. Night Seder. Like the president said, deep into the night, you got to finish Masechta Sukkah. If you can't finish Masechta Sukkah, everybody say, This is your opportunity. It's not so hard. Let's go. Let's crack down. Let's make ourselves into mention. You can only be ma'aged the lulav. Tie the lulav together. The dalet minim that you're supposed to take. So you need to make an eged. An eged is an attachment. Something that's going to keep it all together. So that eged is required to be what? Tanakama says, is required to be with the min of the dalet minim. You can't just get any string. You can't just get a rubber band. You can't just get any entity. You have to get specifically from the type of the dalet minim with the Torah instructed you to take. Div Reb Yudah. That's the opinion of Reb Yudah. Reb Meir disagrees. Afilu b'chot. Get a string, the meshicha. Any other thing, a rubber band. Anything, it's all good. An eged doesn't need to be specifically the dalet minim. Good? That's the machlokes tanaim. Amar Meir said, Maise ba'anshei Yerushalayim. But he said, this Anshei Yerushalayim, we don't have time to get into it all. Hopefully we'll talk about it in the future. This Anshei Yerushalayim has a lot of relevance in Maseches Sukkah. Maise ba'anshei Yerushalayim, sheyu ogdin es lulaveim b'gmonio shel zohov. That they would be ma'aged, they would keep their lulavim connected and together, and all as bound. Thank you, excellent. Bigmonio shel zav with things of gold, Rabbi Yisrael, are what are clearly not the min of any of the lulavs. Amrulo, so the Mishnah says no. Bimino hayoydenoysem lamata. You're not getting your facts right. You didn't know the Anshei Yerushalayim. They what? They were ma'agid it with mino on the bottom, and the top was the second bounding, and really was bound b'mino, like the opinion of Yehuda. So don't bring me a raya from Anshei Yerushalayim. These Anshei Yerushalayim were very choshev Anshei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisai, there is an inyan, if you'll see, some tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, they'll hold the lulav all day. So it's not just stam, it actually has makaris from the Gemara, and it's based on the Anshei Yerushalayim. Gemara says, on Memalef on the base, look at the bottom of Memalef on the base, Rosa, don't forget this Gemara. Bottom of Memalef on the base. Tanya Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok Oimer. The Brisa says Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok said, this was the minig of Anshei Yerushalayim. You see where I am? No. Mm-hmm. 5 lines down, up from the bottom. Tanya Rablazer and Tzadok Omer Kachayim and Hagash Alat Yerushalayim. You with me?
Yeah.
Adam Yoitze Mi Beso. A guy would leave his house during Sukkis. Vilulavo Biyado. And the lulav is in his hands. Holech Lebeis HaKnesses. He would go to shul. Vilulavo Biyado. And the lulav is in his hands. Koyre Kriyashma. Listen to this. Did everything with the lulav. Mispal Lulav Biyado. Vidavin Se Kriyashma Mbal Biyado. Is doing his kapayim, he needs to have his hands free, right? Holich levaker cholim, he would go to do bigger cholim afterwards during cholam oed. Ulenachem avilim ulava biyado. Nichna. So you see, what do you see from this Anshe Yerushalayim? The Rambam brings this down. What do you see from this? Okay, achiev is just to take in the morning, to shake in the morning. But if you want to have what? A kiyum, a larger fulfillment of the mitzvah, there's an inyan to have the lulav all day. It's a lot to talk about this brisa. Why does Bikur Cholim come before Nicham Avelim? Isn't this against the Rambam? The Rambam puts Nicham Avelim before Bikur Cholim. It's a big shayli or sameach as a shtickle on this Rambam. But the Anshe Yerushalayim, Rebosa, don't forget that. The Anshe Yerushalayim used to hold their lulav not just during Shacharis. Anshe Yerushalayim used to hold their lulav all day. Good. Zok de Gemar. What's the Machloikis Tanoim all about? Amar Rava. Afilu b'siv, afilu b'ikara de dikla. You're not only allowed to use the classic minim, says the Gemara, but you can even use a sieve that grows around the deckle, around the tree, right? Or ikara de dikla, Rashi says, lachto b'menu nitzarim v'kofan acheruyin le'eged. And what? These are considered, the Chiddush of Rava is, these are considered what? The min alulav. They're also considered min. Rabbi Yehuda, who says the eged has to be, what you're binding with and not, has to be with this type of the dalad minim, so these would also count. It doesn't have to be the classic hadas, arava, lulav, or esrog. By the way, what about esrog? Does esrog also work? It sounds like, what do you mean, any of the dalad minim? So if I want to bind with esrog, can that work? Let's talk about it. Kappas Tamarim has a whole discussion on this Gemara. How's that possible? Amarava, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, Kasavar Lulav Tzarech Eged. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why do we have to be, who cares? Just use a rubber band. Just use a string. Just use a, I don't know, what else are we going to say?
A shoelace.
What do you need min of the Lulav? So Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are having a fundamental machlekes. And this is a machlekes, Rabbi says, that we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem and Ian Shir. This is a machlekes tanoim. Whether or not, in addition to the four minim of the lulav, there's another halacha. When the Torah says, "Ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon," you should take the lulav on the first day. Zok de'elig Torah ulekachtem. It's not just stam that you can take the dalad minim. You have to take it what? Ba'agida. You have to take it with an eged. It has to be bound. They have to be one. If lulav tzarech eged, that means that's part and parcel of the lulav. So says Rabbi Yehuda, since lulav tzarech eged, since the Torah didn't just say take dalad minim, but rather what? The Torah says that you have to take also dalad minim that are bound. So memela, that means included in the mitzvah ha-Torah is what? Taking care of the eged. So if including in the mitzvah ha-Torah is taking care of the eged, then what? Then that better be the min of the lulav. V'maisa mina achrina hava chamishim mina, and if he's what? He's going to take another min, what? Like a gold string. So then what? Then that's adding, that's chamisha mini. What's the problem with chamisha mini, everybody say? You're over Baal Tosef. You added a new min to the lulav. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that would potentially be a violation in Isser de Oraisa that you could potentially be violating by taking this lulav with an ege that's not one of the minim of the lulav. Yeah?
Why is he calling it Baal Tosef and not like just like, you know, an instrument to just make the four together? Like, why is it specifically Baal Tosef if you add something to it? Like, if it's clearly not one of the minim, if you take a rubber band, it's clearly not one of the minim.
Yeah, but if it requires
but ege, you, but you need but to but now you're adding a fifth min.
How are you adding a fifth min? It's rubber. It's not a natural thing.
So what? Exactly.
Nobody's going to think that you need...
Who says Baal Tosef is about perception?
But you're clearly not...
I'm Jewish because of God, not because of other people.
Yeah, but you're clearly it's not Mara Science. For yourself, you're clearly not adding another min when you take a rubber band and wrap it.
But I am.
If you have choice, you're not. Because if you have choice, then it's not a fifth min. Right? You take the arba minim because they're specifically, like, those are the things that are laid out for you. So if you just... taking something random and tying it, it's not a fifth min.
Why not? That's right now. Let's say I decide to take. I'm going to take four minim and I'm going to take a pushka. So you'll say to me, what do you mean? That's clearly not a fourth min. Yeah, but I'm clearly changing the rules of the Torah. I'm adding on to the rules of the Torah. The Torah didn't say just take four minim. The Torah says take four minim and a pushka.
It says take four minim and something to tie it.
If you say it requires eget, then it has to be something that it has.
If you say it requires eget, but there, that's why the eget has to be a specific requirement. And if you're not, you're now detracting from the mitzvah. If you hold lulav tzarech, ein tzarech eged, so then you're not doing anything significant. There's nothing halachic that's necessary.
Okay.
You know, says Rabbi Yehuda, there's significance to what you're doing. And now, I have to take into account that by you deterring from what the Torah's meaning that it said, so now you're detracting from the mitzvah. Just like if I would tell you that you would take a fifth min, you would instead of taking the four minim, now you're taking four minim and something else. That's detracting to the mitzvah. Whether or not it's part of the mitzvah or not. Adrabah, because you're taking something that's not part of the mitzvah, that's why it's a detraction. Yeah?
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that the reason why buses in Israel are called Eged, that connects all of Israel together. I don't know if that's true. It's a nice shot, but I think.
I mean, Eged is a Hebrew word.
Right, no, I'm saying.
Right, it's not only from. Right, correct.
So does that mean Na'aged. You can't put a rubber band on your Tilon Shalyad?
What?
You can't put a rubber band on your Tilon Shalyad?
Tilon doesn't need Eged.
A rubber. Yeah, right. Tefillin doesn't need
egg. What else can be made of?
No. I mean, he's saying the tefillin are kosher because they're the tefillin. There is something that's needed that a lot of people make this mistake, but tefillin does not need an egg, like he said. But you do need to make sure about saying those of you that don't have this, you have to make sure that the kesher, the yud, is connected to the box. So there are sometimes strings that are used to connect it. But theoretically, it could be connected on its own. It doesn't need an egged. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if it needs an egged, and now you're going to deter from the classic mitzvah, so now you're passing. Now you're passing the lulav. By the way, that what I just said, you're passing the lulav. If I'm over Baal Tosef, right, does that mean, clearly that means I did an Avera. I'm over Baal Tosef, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, was I Yotz of the mitzvah?
It's above
the Avera. Oh. And what if the old mitzvah of Avera is only a Dinder Rabbanon? I want to know, ipso facto, was I Mekai in the mitzvah or not?
No.
So we have to get to this in the third parah. This is 2 days in Taisus and Sukkah.
Lulav is very different.
If lulav that you were violated by Taisus, you took an extra min, does that mean post facto you nullified your mitzvah and now you don't have a mitzvah, you are not Mekai in the mitzvah anymore? Or do you say that no, you're over an isser, but the mitzvah is still good? Where's this Taisus?
If you change what the mitzvah is,
so you would say Pasha, you passled it?
Right.
Say you violated the mitzvah, but we still view it as if you took four minim. Yeah.
Isn't that the same case as stolen lulav? Because
that's what he was saying. That's what Jacob was saying, that you're mitzvah of avera. So
does
so if you hold mitzvah of avera is the derais, unless you have a way to say that this is not a mitzvah of avera, or maybe mitzvah of avera is only a psul de rabbanon.
We didn't pass it to you that it's an extra thing. That you can't have an extra thing yet. Still, the machlokas.
Right. I was saying on the tzad of wherever you would violate Baal Tosef, do you not? Mekayim mitzvah is also not so pasha.
I don't know if this is related, but according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that lulav does need eged. Does that cause a shinoi? Does it now become like, oh, it's now one thing, or is it still dalet minim?
Clarify what you mean exactly.
Like when you tie it, does it now become, oh, this is the hoshana? Or is it still the Dalet Minim? Like, is it one thing, or is it still four separate things that are tied together?
So I'll try to translate what you're saying in the following situation. The Rambam and the Baag have the following machlekas. Let's say I want to be Mekai in the midst of the Dalet Minim by picking up one min after another. Pick up my Lulav, shake it. Pick up my Hadas, shake it. Pick up my Arava, shake it. And pick up my Eser, shake it. So it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Baal HaTosfos. Okay, so I think that's what you're referring to. That would be the nafka mina that you're asking.
But if a lulav needs to be...
And if you hold lulav tzarech eged, I would think intuitively that machlokes would not be okay.
Right.
That since it has to be one, so you need to take it all together. You can't do the duvizach or zeh. Only according to us, who paskin lulav in tzarech eged, that what? you can have this machlokes b'zeachar zeh if you're yoytzeh. Rabbi say, even though we paskin lulav ein tzarech eged, everyone knows if you look around their shul, everyone has an eged on the shul, on the lulav. So the reason is because the Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph from the base that even though we paskin, the Rabbanan paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, lulav ein tzarech eged, because of the inyan of zeh kelim v'aveyo, that we want to be mahadar mitzvahs and we want them to be as beautiful as possible, l'chadchila, there is an inyan to have an eged as well. So we don't say it's crucial. We don't say it invalidates the mitzvah if you don't have it. And if you couldn't find an eged, chalila, if someone's going to tell you it's not worth taking the lulav if you don't have an eged, whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say you're accomplishing nothing if you don't have an eged that's binding the four minim together. We hold avadi, you should take the four minim, that's the ikar mitzvah. But because l'chadchila zek kelim aveyu, so we would hold potentially the araisa potentially. It's not exactly clear. The Ritva says that it's not the daraisa. But there is an inyan to have an eged on the lulav. Baiter. Vamar Rava, and Rava says, Mina amina la de sivi, kara de dikla mina de lulavu. How did Rava expand the dalad minim? How did Rava know that all these other things that grow around the tree, that's also considered to be the type and the entity that's considered minim of the lulav, and we could use those to be the eged according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as well? Disanya. So he brought a brisa that proves this halach. What does the brisa say? A fascinating brisa. Basuka toishvu suka shel kol dover. You should sit in a sukkah, and you can sit in a sukkah that is made of any material. Now, what that means exactly, Rabbi Yisai, needs to be clarified. When it comes to the walls of the sukkah, we could not care less what the walls of the sukkah are. As long as they're sturdy walls, as long as they're not... right. Technically, canvas would be good. There might be other problems with canvas that the tour brings down from the Rabbinic Peretz, that if it's flying in the wind, so then it's not considered a wall. But if it's a wall, so then it's obviously going to be good, and we don't care about the materials, we don't care about what it's made of, we don't care about anything else. When it comes to the schach, the Gemara has a drasha on daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Psoilus Garen V'yekev, that you need a dover she'eno mekabel toma, either learned out from Psoilus Garen V'yekev, or learned out from the Anoni HaKovet, that since the Anoni HaKovet was from entities that were not mekabel toma, so therefore it's specifically something that's not mekabel toma. What other classifications are needed when it comes to the schach rabosai? That's very important. It's got to be grow from the ground. It's got to be gedule karka, the schach, and it can't be mechuber le karka. It has to be cut off. So three important halachas, and then all the drabanas and all the other issues that we have when it comes to the schach. But those are the three basic halachas. Yeah.
Is that like an interesting machlokes because they actually hold the opinion of Beis Shammai? We paskin against Rabbi Akiva in that case.
About what the...
About whether it's
an covered or... Right. So that's a shir that I gave at the right before Sukkis, that based on Rashi, on that Beis and the Beis, with the Netziv and the Aruch Lener, if what exactly is the Machlik is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's an excellent point. Good. So I think it's called... What was the Sukkis called? The Kavana that you need for the Sukkah. Yeah, when you sit in this, it might have nachminas. Okay. I give shir, might have nachminas also what you need to think about the first night when you make kiddush. Do you have to think about the Anani HaKavod? Do you have to think about the Sukkos Mamish? Or do you have to think about both? Because maybe they're not really arguing so much and they both might be connected, correct la'alacha. That's the Psak of the Chayyadah. So, yeah, there's a whole shir I gave on that. Fine. Vaiter. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Ein sukkah noyheges ella bedalad minim shabluv. Unbelievable. Everything I said is wrong. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not true. You don't only need those three halachas when it comes to schach. You need a totally new sukkah depot. You need a whole new store. You need specifically schach that's made of dalad minim, hadasim, aravas, whatever you're going to have, lulavim, nothing else. V'adin noisin. And how do you know that? It's from a kavul chomer. Lulav has a kula that what? Lulav is only taking one by daytime. Kibi yamim. Right? And Rabbi say if you have to go to work, you know, unfortunately, if it's a davara avi that you're working on chol hamoed, and you're forced to go to work, you're going to lose your job, and you have to wake up early, Rabbi say make sure that you're going to shake the lulav when in the daytime, and not too early. Ein anoyegela ba'arvus aminim. So you need specifically four types. Sukkah shenayheges belelus kibiyamim. A sukkah that is more chomer, that exists when?
Day and night.
Day and night. So then what? Ein odin. Shaloi tehei elak ba'arvus aminim. By the way, what's first said in the Torah? Dalaminim or sukkah?
Dalaminim.
So the achronim asakasha, maybe the achlanera, I think I remember. The achlanera asakasha, why did Rebbe decide to start our sugya, our mesechta with sukkah? What? So zok the achlanera, that's the reason. Because it's noig b'leilus v'yamim. Because the first thing you do in practice is the sukkah before you take the dalaminim. Even though in the Torah it's out of order.
If anything, it should be
Rabina says this also, by the way. Yeah.
If anything, it should be davening first. You have to prepare them more than. I mean, you have to prepare the sukkah, but you have to prepare the davening also.
You want to take this one? Go for it.
Because you start building the sukkah from Motzi Yom Kippur. So you could start a davening from Motzi Yom Kippur.
That's correct. You could start your davening or your sukkah from Pesach.
What's the reason?
Rabbi, where's talking about the mitzvah? Which mitzvah comes first, not preparation? We're talking about the mitzvah. The mitzvah that comes first on Sukkot is the mitzvah at night. Leilos uyamim. They have the mitzvah of Laila. So therefore, the Aruch HaNer says that's what we start in the Masechta. Even though in the Torah, the first mitzvah that's presented is the Dalaminim before the Sukkot. Weiter. So Gemara says, so what's the Kal V'Chomer? Sukkot Shenoyeges, but Leilos uyamim has a Chumrah that it's both night and day. So obviously it's going to have the chumrah that Lulav has, which is what? That it's limited to those four meanim, those four types.
Why is that a call the chumrah, though?
What do you mean?
Meaning like, okay, yeah, the Lulav and Esther, the saying that, meanim, they have certain things, but okay, like...
That's specific to that.
Creating. Yeah, exactly. Okay, you might want to say the sukkah, even if you want to say it's more chumrah, it's like, why do they have to be related?
I hear. You're saying something's unique, but he's saying...
I thought it was because lulav is more kula when in terms of like when you do it, but it's more machmir in terms of what you use for.
But
it.
What Ari is asking is like, okay, and matzah is flour and water. Like, who cares? Like every mitzvah has its own ingredients.
Oh, like why?
Okay, you have a nice kal v'chomer. Logically, it makes sense that if something has a chomer, Ari is asking, it's not a chomer. It's just that's the definition of the mitzvah. It's to take four minim. It's not like Bishlom, if you wanted to say, like, I don't know, like there was an independent entity that was shayach by all mitzvahs. Like, let's say Lu Yitzur, there was a halacha that only some mitzvahs need kavana. This is not true. Let's say there was a halacha, a general concept by mitzvahs. So then, a kal v'chomer, I can understand. You have a general concept, you're not sure whether or not sukkah should need kavana, so lulav needs kavana, and lulav is only noeg by day. So halacha is kama, a mitzvah that's more chomer that exists by day and night, so also. But Ari is asking, a gevalik akasha, Ari is saying, this is not like a chomer that's shayach to all mitzvahs. This is a halacha that's specific to this mitzvah.
It's also part of the same chag.
So it could be that he's right. Could be that the underlying principle of this thing is that there is something. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda held Dalet Minim is not just a definition in that mitzvah.
Great, you have matzah and mara on Pesach. Oh, it's all part of the chag. We're not equating anything.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Meaning it could be you're so influenced that the concept, what I'm trying to say is you're 100% right. Your kasha is a good kasha. But perhaps you have to reorient yourself in order to answer your kasha in the concept of Dalaminim. Maybe there's this independent concept of what Dalaminim represent. That in addition to the fact that there's a mitzvah to take four minim, and it has to be those specific, but that is interconnected to the entire sukkah's concept of what those minim represent, that I could even extrapolate that and apply it to the sukkah. The teretz is much bigger than the kasha, but it's a bigger chiddush. But clearly, according to what you're saying, l'chora dalad minim had an overwhelming representation, not only specific to be details in a mitzvah.
Is this the reason that we shake with this kal v'chomer, how the sukkah itself is greater than the mitzvah of shaking lulav? This is why we shake the lulav in the sukkah. Like, I remember when I was a kid, like, oh, go shake the lulav in the sukkah.
It's not ma'akev, it's a chassidish minig. It's from the Arizal. It's not from this Gemara, but there is an inyan to encompass both mitzvahs based on the Arizal. No, we don't paskin that you need to do the sukkah in the alaminim. No, but again, they are on the same chag, and there is something special about the sukkah on the yontif of sukkahs. Others have a different practice that they try to do it in the sukkah because they're sleeping in the sukkah. Because as we know, when we spoke, that you're mechuyev to sleep in a sukkah on sukkahs. And you might not have to sit in a sukkah in Florida. But so when they wake up, they want to do Zerizah Makdim, and they want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah as early as possible, so they just shake the lulav before they come to shul. The practice to leave the shul, to go to the sukkah before Hallel, that's a Hasidic practice. Again, it's a Darizal. I'm not trying to put it down, but it's not based on these dinim. Yeah.
Doesn't the lulav and sukkah both have like similar ingredients? It's not like matzah mara where they're totally different things. Like, they're similar.
Well, we know we don't possibly see
the holiday. Why? The same, like, has to grow from the ground. Can't mekabel tuma. Has to be cut off from the ground.
Saying they're both gedulei karka. Okay.
They're very simple. So you could infer from one of them that.
Okay.
One's, you know, Achmir ones.
But Mara and Matzah are also both Gedulei Karka.
Yeah, but it's not a din of Gedulei Karka.
I don't know. I like Arya's Kasha. I like Arya's Kasha, but I think what Arya, what behooves us to answer Arya's Kasha is perhaps to basically clarify that Dalet Mina might be this overarching new halacha that's going to redefine a sukkah concept as opposed to this specific mitzvah. Right. So Gemara says it's a shver kal v'chomer, not because of Arya's kasha. The Gemara doesn't throw it out because of Arya's kasha. Gemara says it out because any kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer by definition? Kal v'chomer is you're trying to carry over a chumra to the more chomer thing that applied to the kal thing. If the kal entity has more of a chomer, so now if you have a chomer thing, so it should have all those chumras. Says the Gemara, I can upschlug your kal v'chomer and show you that what? Your kal v'chomer is not a chumra, it's a kula. You're actually going to create a kula out of extrapolating this kal v'chomer. Why am I going to create a kula through this extrapolation of this kal v'chomer? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Kol din shata dant chulasa l'achmer. You think you're being machmer, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, this is a big master. When you try to add chumras into your life, Rabbi Yisai, just know. I'm not against chumras, Rabbi Yisai. But a lot of times, chumras lead to kulas. Okay? I'm going to be machmer on this, and therefore, this is part of what my drasha was on Shabbos. I'm going to be machmer on this, but what? And therefore, I'm not going to talk to people who are not machmer on it. Or I'm not going to associate the people I'm machmer on. So you might have, like, been mekayim a minig through that chumra. You might have fulfilled something, you know, some midas chasidus, but you just violated Yisurim d'oraisa by doing so. You violated kibudav. You violated, you know, ben adam chavero, rechilus. You know, a lot of times people are not balanced. And in halacha, you need balance. And you need to keep a cheshvin. When I'm trying to be machmir on something, am I being makel by other things? Shechter often says, be very careful. Chumras can very often lead to kulas, and make sure that you're not being makel in other, possibly, aseres hadibros halachas, because you're being machmir. It's not, life can't be a shtick. Got to be real. So if you're going to be machmir, that's what this Gemara says. Kol din sha'at ha'chomer b'tchiloso, v'sof alahokel eino din. It's not halacha. If you're going to be machmir, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to be v'sof alahokel, Gemara says eino din.
See,
that what?
Certain things, being machmir.
Oh, if you're cool as 100%. If you person just make a little time, so it's going to be left off with probably violating dinim, 100%. You have to know what to do. You have to get a dracha, and you have to think about things. Rabbi say, don't just be rapid. You have to do things by yishuv adas. You have to do things with eitzah. You have to do things with hadracha. You have to do things in a normal way. Loi matza arba saminim ye yishuv ubatel va'atoyra amr basukah teishu shivas yamin sukah shal kol dov. What's going to be the kula? What's going to be the kula, Rabbi say? Because what's going to be in a situation where what? You don't have Dalet Minim and enough to make schach on the entire area of the Lulav. There's a lot of Dalet Minim, Rabbi Yisai. Think about it, Rabbi Yisai. Dalet Minim back then was a lot of money, right? Even the Hadassim and the Arabas, the Minchas Chinuch in his days said, costed a pretty penny. You had to have more than a pruta in the Chaker. The Minchas Chinuch was saying that what his Hadassim were less than a pruta. I'm sorry. Bizman hazeh, it's more expensive. But think about it. You have to buy Dalet Minim, what's it for a set? $60? $80? Think about it. You have to buy that amount, what? To be mesachich your whole sukkah. That's a lot of money. So this guy doesn't have this available, or they don't have enough Dalet Minim around in the shop. So now you're just going to be waste, and you're not going to sit in the mitzvah of sukkah, the whole sukkahs? So now you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says that's a kula. So therefore, the Chachamim said it's not a good kavul chaymer, and it's wrong. And
you
I'll.
Have anything, no?
What?
You have anything?
Yeah, but I'm not learning the lula from Kalvachimer.
They're saying if you can't find it, but then like you say, oh, if you can't find
it. No, they're saying any din that you're saying a Kalvachimer, that the Kalvachimer is not so logical because it's going to lead to a kula, that's not a Kalvachimer.
If I would have learned
a Kalvachimer from lulav and it wouldn't have been a Ferish Pasuk, maybe I could have argued that.
I'm saying if they can't find a lulav, like in general.
You're not listening to me. You're not learning a lulav from Kalvachimer. It's because the Gemara is saying that Reb Meir said back to Reb Yehuda, you want to extrapolate this from intuition, from Kalvul Chaymer, so it's a Shver Kalvul Chaymer, because now you're creating kulas based on it. It's not a Kalvul Chaymer. Specifically an attack on the concept of Kalvul Chaymer. It's not a Kalvul Chaymer. Taisus here points out a very relevant halacha that's based on the exact same klal. Taisus says here that the Gemara says the same thing by what? By Bir Chametz, the bottom Taisus on Lamed Vav and Beis. Ki hai gavna pligi v'per kol shah. Reb Yudo Eimer ain bira chametz elus reifa. What's the machlekes? Everybody say who knows psachim? Or not bittel ba'al masaki, but what? Yeah. Bittel? No, not bittel. Bior be. What's the lush of the gemara? Good. Chachamim hold. You don't have to burn your chametz. What do the chachamim hold? You could be mevayer. The chol dover. Bittel believe might be a fulfillment of that. But bittel has nothing to do with beer. Is not necessarily connected to bittel. Bittel might be a whole different other concept. Means you can flush it down the toilet. You can throw it into the air. You can do anything with it because we hold beer chametz is not dafka beer al tsreifa rabosai. Chachamim hold that beer chametz is anything. How do we paskin la'alecha? Me'ekar adin we paskin la'alecha like chachamim that you can get rid of chametz in any way, shape, or form. The Ramos says that the minig is to burn it like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Taisus discusses this halacha. Taisus does not agree with what I just said. Listen to what Taisus says. Taisus says, "Ki agav na pligiv perakol shah." The Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain bira chametz al sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that chametz can only be burnt with sreifa. Kavul chomer minoiser. We learned from a kavul chomer of that you burn leftover of the carbon of the noiser. She'enu b'bal yirah and nosar. There's no iser to own nosar. There's only iser to what? To eat nosar. Chametz is not only an iser to eat, but there's an iser to own. So it's a kal v'chomer. U'mahadra l'rabbanan, and the rabbanan answer. So what? So Rabbi Yehuda held, if noser is only burnt with sreifa, and there's no iser to own noser, kal v'chomer chametz, which is what usser even to own. That the halacha has to be that you have to what burn it. Says the rabbanan back to Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Psachim. Your kal v'chomer is upschlugged. Your kavachimer is really going to lead to a kula. You're an imbalanced halachic posek, says the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're going to lead to kulas. Why? Sho'oso din tchilas la'achmer v'soif la'akel. Why? Im lo matze eitzim l'sofra. If you can't find wood to burn it, what's going to be the halacha? You're going to sit there and you're going to own chametz on Pesach. Says Rabbanan, are you crazy? Look at the kulas that are coming out of your kal v'chomer. Now this person's not going to burn his chametz. Okay, kaimelon ubahi kaimelon Rabbi Yehuda. The stam masis and berak basa the tmura the chametz v'seifa alma chashvina leidin afalpi shesayfa lahakel. So what's Tosis kasha? Rabbi say Tosis kasha is against what I just said. Tosis paskins lalacha like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says ein bir chametz what? Elibis Sreifa, and he proves it from a Mishnah in Tmura, that the Mishnah in Tmura says that what? The Chametz B'Sreifa. Aye, but isn't it a Kal V'Chomer that what? Chilasa L'Chomer B'Sreifa L'Hakel, and this Gemara says any Kal V'Chomer that's going to lead to a Kula is an imbalanced Kal V'Chomer, is not an accepted Kal V'Chomer. So how could we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? So everybody say, first of all, I'm telling you outside, this Tosis is highly questionable. Many of the Rishonim, the Rambam doesn't paskin like this Tosis. We don't paskin to begin with like Rabbi Yehuda. But on the premise that Tosis holds, that he thinks we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because the Gemara in Tmura said like Rabbi Yehuda, aye, but isn't that a Kal V'Chomer? That's Tchilasa L'Chumra V'Soifa L'Hakel. The tame of the hacha ain't alacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. The lay machshel elav dal minim. The stam asis berakam the rabbanon da vehidla aleh azagefin vesadlas that kani lo osher katzis ksheira. And it's inconsistent because over here we're not passing like Rabbi Yehuda because we reject a tchilasa b'kal v'chomer v'soif v'lahakil. Zek toises yishlam da the kaimel on hasan Rabbi Yehuda hainu mikayach dinacher dialef b'mam mitzino minoiser sheyeshno b'bal sasiru v'chametz sheyeshno b'bal sasiru manoiser b'sreifa av chametz v'sreifa. Toises said you're right. The only reason we paskin la'alacha like Rabbi Yehuda is because we found another mucker. We found a source telling us that. It's a mamatzinu. But you're right. If it would have been based off of the Kavul Chomer, Mikoach Ar Gemara, we wouldn't have been able to accept such a Kavul Chomer that was Tilaso L'Chomera V'Sofo L'Hakel. But bottom line, Tosis comes out, and our Tosis, to Paschal like a Rehuda that Ein Bir Chametz El L'Tzreifa, which is not accepted La'alacha, but at least the Rama says L'Chad Chila, we try to be knowing it. Yes, Sam?
Who says Yehuda holds that Bir Chametz, if you don't can't find Tzreifa, then you hold on to it?
He says it.
Why can't it just be a L'Chad Chila or first B'Din?
No, he says only. Listen to this Lashon. Ein Bir Chametz Ella Bisreifa. What's the key word?
Ella.
The same thing. Isn't there a song like that? Ella. Yeah.
Same thing for sukkah then? It's
umbrella?
The Evid or the Kachila thing? It's a.
It's a din. Yeah. According to Rebuta, if you would not have Dalad Minim, you would not sit in the sukkah. Yeah, we spoke about it in Akshav. It was excellent. That was the shir my brother and my nephew were here. That was with the Rebbe Yashiv. The Rebbe Yashiv shot in Akshav. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik held not to, on Erev Pesach Shechalius B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to flush the chametz down the toilet because of Achshavei. It's as if the flushing the toilet is as if you're making a fire on Shabbos, according to Rashi and Beit Zankov Zion. Excellent.
Yeah, but if we hold you can do it, if it's not specifically Bior, then
that was my brother. You stole my brother's kasha. That was my brother's kasha. That he said, that chumrah should only be a libid Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
It shouldn't be according to the Chachamim. So according to Tosis, the Cheshbon will be right. The Chain Be'ezra. Then the Gemara says it's not only because it's a Shver Kavul Chomer. The Chain Be'ezra. The Chain Be'ezra that the Pasuk in Ezra says, Tzu ahar ve'viu ale zayis vale eit shemen vale hadas vale tmarim vale eit zavos. Says, you got to look in the psukkim here in Ezra. It sounds like he was like introducing to them the mitzvah of sukkah as if they weren't mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah before Ezra.
So we know they weren't.
Yeah. What's pshat?
The whole point that they were mekayim was on the time of Ezra.
That was
saying they never sat in a sukkah before.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what it seems like.
It's a little bit of a fella. Might be some deeper. The
guy to Megillah talks about that though. Like they still lost Torah and that was from your Kabbalah at the time of Ezra.
Right. No, there was a Kabbalah set there. It was, but Lachar they knew the dinim, or unless you say no.
It's like the Avinazim.
That what?
You never felt
so. Loki anta sukkah miyamecha. He was being mechazik then.
Yeah.
What?
Ezra was married to dinim because
nobody knew. Because no one knew any of them, right? So Ali Zayis Ali Shemen Valley Adis Valley Tamar Valley Itzavus. So what's the diak, Rabbi Yisai? Sukkos Kakosif. What's the kasha, Rabbi Yisai, from Ezra? Right. It says in the example says Rashi Ali Zayis Valley Eitz Shemen. Ali Zayis and Ali Eitz Shemen are what? Olive branches are what? Are not Dalad Minim, and yet Ezra said you could take it. It's an upshlug on who?
On Rabbi Yehuda,
with it, Rav is in Rabbi Yehuda that he's more expansive, but yeah, on Rabbi Yehuda. So well, how does Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi say, you might have ways out of a Kal V'Chomer, but Rabbi say you can't upshlug a person from a pasuk in Ezra. That's a what do you call that? That's a
what is this shastra?
When a guy's like mom is stuck in a corner and he's done.
Up the creek without a
pasuk. He's up the creek. So the Gemara says. Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda had a way out. Rabbi Yehuda suffer hani litfanis. Rabbi Yehuda's chumrah of using the minim of lulav is only by what? It's only by the halachas of sukkah that you need the halachas of sukkah. Where do you need the halachas of sukkah, Rabbi Yisai? Where does the din of mechubar lekarka, ena mekabel tuma, and gidulei karka apply? Only to the what? Only to the schach. The dinim of the walls can be done anything. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, so too, this pasuk in Ezra is going on the tfanis. That's why you're allowed other minim. Same thing. Yudasavar, Hani Litfanis. The halacha of needing the Dalad Minim for the sukkah is only in the Schach, where the dinim of the sukkah apply. Just like Mechubar Lekarka, Gidule Karka, and Eina Mekabel Tumah only applies to the Schach, doesn't apply to the walls. There's no halachas that apply to the walls as long as they're walls. As long as they're matching up with all the details. I mean, there are halachas, everybody say. We're spending every single day to figure out how to create the walls. But there's no. What? Oh, that was Rabbi Apfel's shir. That if you hold like Rabbi Yoshia, but we don't pass like
that. Maybe that was the ground.
The karka. Karka of the sukkah might be part of the sukkah. Fire, yeah, in Echanami. But no one's going to tell you that you need the halachas of Eina Mekabel Tuma. No one will say that. You need Eina Mekabel Tuma for the walls or the karka of the sukkah. Might be part and parcel of the shame sukkah. Might have Kedushas HaSukkah. We have to go back and learn in Mirtzah Shema Daf Tes. Where does Kedushas HaSukkah apply to? But no one will say that the halachas of Gedulei Karka or the Dinim and all the details of Mechubar LeKarka or Mekabel Tuma will apply to the Tfanos or the Karka. Even if you want to say the karka sukkah has the shame sukkah on it. Good. Review to suffer hanu l'tfanas. Ali hadis v'ali tmar v'ali etzavos l'schach. Those first ones that he said, which is, by the way, pretty telling. Like, it's very interesting in the pasuk that he actually lists a lot of the dalad minim. If anything, you would ask me from this pasuk of an Ezra, once I answer this kasha, who's it more of a riot to, Rabbi Isai? I would actually think it's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. Because all the branches that he said were what? A lot of them were Dalad Minim. So he says, those were for the Schach. And the other ones are for the Tfanis. Utznan, Mesachim, and Esarim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Alma Sivvi, Kar Dedikla. And the Mishnah says, what? So this is all within Rava, Rabbi. So again, what was the original Kasha? You have to always go back to square one. Whenever you're stuck in a Sugya, whenever you don't understand where things are flying, you got to ask yourself one question. What's the question? Why am I here? Why did I get here? Not only the question of why am I here, why am I in yeshiva? That's a question that you should ask yourself also. But you should also ask yourself, why am I here? How did I get to this chakira? How did I get to this machlokes rishonim? Why are they discussing this? You answer that question, Rabbi Isai, guaranteed you will understand the sugya. As long as you make sure you have the premise, you have the foundation, you have the background, you'll understand. What's this gemara? So said Rava. What was Rava trying to answer? I want to be more expansive. I want to include other entities that you might not have thought were in the dalad minim that Rabbi Yehuda would allow for the schach. I'm telling you, even the ikar de dikla, even those things that are around the tree, that's also part of the material that would be loosed. How do I know? Because I know Rabbi Yehuda requires what? I know Rabbi Yehuda requires what? That he needs a dalad minim in the sukkah. And I know Rabbi Yehuda also says that what? Misachachim ben esarim div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? You're allowed to what? To use boards in the sukkah. Right? So Rashi says, these nisarim are what? Are made from the material of what? Of the ikara de dikla, the ikar of the deco. Amala Rabbi Yehuda, so that's Rabbi Rava's long proof. Sivvi ikara de dikla, sharen la ogdo lululav, di lavach yavla kamin acher, dola Rabbi Yehuda, in suka elabach shalulu mikalva choymer. So that was my whole entire proof. How do I know that it's not just specifically the Dalad Minim that looks like a Hadas, looks like an Arava, but it even applies to the other entities of the trees, the Ikar de Dikla? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds you need the Dalad Minim, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda also holds you can be Mesachik with boards. If boards are made of the bottom part of the tree, so how is that kosher? Must be that that's also considered Dalad Minim. Alma Sivi, Karda Dikla, Mina de Lulavu, Shmamina, you see it's the entity of the Lulav, and that's where Rava was coming from in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Frekta Gemara Kasha, and is it true, is it accurate that Rabbi Yehuda holds Arbas Haminim in Mide Achrini Lo? Well, I'm sorry, you have a question?
Yeah. Can we just say that the Nasarim is like a little bit of psula that you could like put in between the kosher stuff?
No, because that's the Nasarim. That's not called Nasarim, that's Pesel.
We don't call that
Nisarim. No. Gemara says, Adarabba, the Gemara would have said, if it's all Nisarim, it's Pasal. Rav Meir is only Makshir when you put Pesel in between, because it's Pesilis. Schach. Mi Yom Rabbi Yehuda Arbas Aminim in Midachrini Lo. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds four Minim are good, but another Min is no good? By the way, everybody said, what Jacob's pointing out is that there is a din that we didn't learn, but to use large boards, even if they're used from material of the schach, we paskin l'alocha, boards that are larger than four tfachim are actually pasul for the sukkah. So for schach. So even if you have wood and you would think, oh, this is good, it's gedulei karka, it's not mechobar l'karka, and you would think that it's all good, but the Gemara says midrabanan, like Zera of Nisarim, Atu Davar Makabal Tumah, so they apostled all boards that are too large. To make sure when you have wood on your sukkah, that the sukkah, the wood of the sukkah, the planks, are not going to be too large because of the gzeiras neser. Yeah.
Bigger than 4x4 or bigger than 4 tefachim in any direction? Like,
4 circumference tefachim. Or?
Like, is it square tefachim or is it, like, length of 4?
It was Shabura, Ezra, I think it's any direction.
2x4 beam is not a Kalatuma.
Yeah, so it's 4x4? It could be it's 4x4.
Yeah, one way is definitely
one. Yeah, 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 yeah. 2x4s are good, right. I have 2x4s. No, but 2x4, no, 2x4s are not, they're no, not this is tefachim. Yeah. No, 2x4s are inches.
But it's super long.
Uh-huh. That's true. So you're saying it's dafka 4x4 tefachim, because if it would be that, right. I think you're right. Let me just look quickly.
Go with that. What?
Here, Tafresh fresh line of bees. Too similar to talk about Scott. Chen also l'sachem b'nesarim sherachvan arba, that their width is 4 tefachim. Shadom le tikras abayis, because only if the width, if it's wide, 4 tefachim wide, then it looks like a. Then, I'm sorry, it's not because of mekabel tuma. It's because people are going to think that you're allowed to be mesachich with the tikra, right? Because shadom le tikras abayis. The chayshinan shema yeshiv tachas tikras abayis shadar bo kol hashana. He's going to sit under his regular ceiling. The Kari Amita,
yeah.
That's a machlekes in the Gemara if it's Mishum Maimid or if it's because of Diras Keva. That was the sugya we was talking about. Fine, yeah. Einbar Marbach Sheirim? Yeah, good. So it's got to be 4 tefachim wide. Okay, good. So that's why if you have wide planks that are larger than 2x4s, then it's going to be a problem of Gzeiras Neser, that if people are going to think that you're allowed to use your regular roof for the sukkah, which is a gzeira. So the Gemara says, "Umi amar Yehuda arbas haminim in mi de'achrinu lo." Is it accurate that Rabbi Yehuda, is that the right time? Is it accurate that Rabbi Yehuda holds that only arbas haminim v'atanya? But doesn't the Brisa say sichcha b'nesarim shel erez sheish ban dal tefachim? You can even use nesarim shel erez, and what? Sichcha b'nesarim shel erez sheish ban dal tefachim divrei hakol psula. Ein ben tal tefachim Reb Meir posel Reb Yehuda machsher. So what? Umod Reb Meir shem yesh bein nesel l'nesel k'mol l'nesel shem neach pesel bein neyem. That was your Gemara singer, right? That's your Gemara that Reb Meir says if you put pesel between the nesarim shiner. That was your Gemara. Keep on calling you singer. Also, yeah, I don't know why. Shiner that's Reb Meir that says that you put pesel in between the nesarim. Yeah. I call you singer, just respond.
No, that was the first time.
No, I was talking to, yeah, okay. It wasn't the first time. But take my word for it. So the Gemara says, Beinesa Lanesa, Reb Meir says it would vassal, so the only time it's going to be kosher if you put psal. What does psal mean? Psal means schach kosher, psalus garen v'yekev. But if you have 4 tefachim wide of the neser, then it's going to be like the ceiling and it's going to be basel. But Rav Yehuda says even if it's more than four tefachim wide, Rav Yehuda says it's totally not a problem. He's machshir, right? Rav Meir is moideh that if you put a little bit of psolas in between, then it's not going to pasel because you don't have four tefachim wide of nesarim. But Rav Yehuda holds even if it's four tefachim wide, the boards are going to be kosher, right? My erez hados. Gemara says, yeah, you're right, but you thought that erez was not minim of a lulav. The Gemara is talking about that you used minim of lulav and hados, so it's true. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda have a machlokes whether or not neser is going to pasel. Rav Meir holds neser is going to pasel, and if you're going to have more than four tefachim wide of a board, that's going to be a separate gzera of tikra. The Gemara extrapolated from there and said, one second, if Rav Yehuda is the lenient opinion when it comes to boards that you can have even things of more four than four tefachim, apparently Rav Yehuda holds that you don't need the minim of the dalid minim for the schach. So Gemara says, no, who says? Maybe those nesarim were made of what? Were made of hadas. Were made of branches of the hadas, which were actually the dalad minim, and that's why it was ksheira. Kidrava Ravana, Dara Rava Ravana, Amre Be Ravasara, Mine Arozim Hain, Shinemar Etain Bamidbar Eres Shita Vahados. Gemara says that Arozim are actually considered hadas, and that's what the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir was going on. And Rabbi Yehuda was only being makel about the din of Gzeiras Tikra. But when it comes to the din of needing dalad minim, Rabbi Yehuda has a tremendous chumrah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need the minim of dalad minim when it comes to the schach, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that any gedulei karka would be acceptable for the schach, but we do paskin like Rabbi Meir that if the schach is too wide, if it is four tefachim wide, like we just saw, and it in one spot it has four tefachim wide, that would be schach pasul because of gzeira midrabanan, gzeira mishum tikra. Even though it fits all the other halachic requirements, it's gidulei karka. It's not mekabel tuma because it's just a plank of wood, and it's what, and it's not mechubar lekarka. So intuitively, we would have thought that planks of woods could be fine. Comes along the halach and says midrabanan mishum gzeiras tikra, since people make roofs out of boards, that's why it's not going to be accepted. But in terms of the Doraisa issue of not having the Dalad Minim in the Schach, we are makel about this halacha. Rabbi Yisai, the next Gemara is a very important Gemara. Important Gemara that affects the way we take the Dalad Minim. How the Gemara discusses the issue of separation, of chatzitza. What's the halacha if you have rings on your fingers? What's the halacha if you have tefillin on your fingers? What's the halacha if I take the lulav and I don't take it out of the bag, I take it with a handle? So we have to see this Gemara, this Tosfos, and the other Rishonim, and try to get to a maskana, to try to understand and develop and understand when the Torah says, ulakachtem, that you should take it, what is included in that statement? Does that mean I could be wearing gloves? Does it mean I could be holding it with a handle of a bag? Does it mean I have to hold it directly? Does it mean that there's regular dinim of chatzitza? Does it mean that I can't have an ace bandage on my hand? These are shailas halacha l'maisa that Shulchan Aruch discusses straight out of our sugya. Mirtz Hashem, we will conquer that next week.